Blog Talk Radio.
We're back. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are back indeed. I am your host with the most, the King of King himself, the Hot Rod, and you are listening to another edition of The Absolute Truth right here on Blog Talk Radio. And on the phone line, I have the one, the only.
Anitra B. Good evening. How are you this evening?
Oh, okay. Someone's missing. Hold on. Not you. It always go to me, to somebody, then to you. So I have the one, the only, the... Oh, I guess he's not here today. So, no Sean Block.
Body. I know.
That means I'm stuck with Anitra B tonight?
What did you do?
Well, honestly, Sean Black cannot be on the show tonight because he have a date with his left and his right hand tonight, he told me. So he's going to be a little bit busy for the time being. But that doesn't mean the show cannot move on. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you have the number to call to piss some people off is 347-989-8402. The number, once again, is 347-989-8402. And Anitra B, I guess it's just you and I. Oh, sorry. We got a caller already. K-Dog is in the house.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, darling. How are you?
Hey, doing well, doing well. How's everybody else doing?
Everybody's okay. Well, thank you for calling in. So I guess for once, for the first time, K-Dog and Anitra B, are you guys ready to piss some people off?
Sure.
Of course.
Set it all off. Right. I'd like to apologize for not being on the air last night. We had some, a little bit, baby issues again. You know, it's very hard to put the baby to sleep at 10 o'clock at night now. As a matter of fact, she's not even sleeping yet, but that's why I'm in the bathroom. So you hear echoes. I'm in the bathroom doing the show, but I'm not taking a crap right now. So there you go. All right.
It's very hard to believe, but okay.
Yeah, very hard, man. Very hard.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I got something very hard, but I can't talk about that right now. But let's
move
on. Last week was the Democrat convention where they talk about hope and the future and all this other stuff. I do admit, when I watched the Donald Trump convention of the Republican Party, it was looked like a KKK rally full of people with hatred. But the Hillary Clinton and her Democratic Party, it was all hope for the people, stronger, together, blah, 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 blah. So, for once, I'm going to Anitra B. What was your thought of the convention? And, plus, what do you think about Hillary Clinton? And part three, do you really trust her in the end?
To be honest, my favorite part of the convention was Michelle Obama's speech.
Okay.
That was, she gave such a heartfelt, she's never really been that vocal. And to hear her, you know, take a platform and speak and what she said, it meant something. You know, I guess being a woman, it meant something. It means something that Hillary has the balls, the gumshoe to want to make a difference, to want to attempt to right some wrongs. You know, she's not perfect. I've read her bio. I've done all my research, and she's smart and perfect. But then again, who is? She, at the end of the day, she's a human being like everybody else. We all make mistakes. We've all done stupid shit. It was just nice to actually see, you know, them emphasize the positive things of what she has accomplished and what she wants to do, and which at the end of the day, I really do believe that she's the right person for the job. I mean, she'll have my vote.
K-Dog?
Well, from what I saw from the Democratic National Convention, and I saw a huge difference, and yes, Michelle Obama, I mean, you have to admit, that woman gave one of the best speeches of that convention.
Yeah.
And the other thing that stood out was to hear the talk from ordinary people. at the convention. Now, Hillary Clinton's not perfect, but I'll say this. I would much rather see her president than Donald Trump, to be honest.
Okay. Okay, we have another caller on the air. I think this is our special guest co-host. 468, you're on the air.
What's going on, Rod? How you doing, all right? Anitra, hello.
Hello, hello.
How's it going?
Please, special guest co-host, introduce yourself and where you're calling from. I know who
Mario,
you are, but not the public.
Yeah, that's true. I'm Mario Benitez. I'm a stand-up comic, and I'm here to talk some facts with you guys, drop some bombs.
Oh, so you're here to piss some people off and tell the absolute truth and tell it like it is.
That's all I can tell, and I hope it, you know, it touches the right nerve.
All
right.
Well, it will catch you.
Okay.
Well, we're ready, man.
So since you, because I know Mario for many years, him and I, we work in the same location together. We cannot tell in details where we work at, of course.
Yes. Our job,
but,
structure.
Yes. But what was your think about the convention between the Republican and the Democrat? And, of course, drop some knowledge about Donald Trump and Hillary, and in the end, who do you think is better fit for the job? I'll be like, okay, let's be honest, not everybody's fit for the job, but
yeah,
you got to pick your
true
poison.
Yeah, that, you know, I think that's kind of like what you say. You know, everybody always wants to speak on, like, what's the lesser of two evils, but I think right now the climate is really easy to tell which route you should go, because the lesser of two evils way less than Donald Trump. This guy,
yeah,
like, this guy cannot, I bear, like, I don't think he understands, like, what it does take to be a president. And it's one of those things, like, do you really trust this man with nuclear armament? Like, he takes the codes to end the world, and this man will be the guy that could sway minds. You know, I understand that a lot of people don't want to go for the establishment, the Democratic establishment, but the truth is, right now, they're the ones that are going to lead us, however slowly, but in a progressive way. And that's always the point of it, to be more progressive with people, you know? And I think one of the biggest things that you got to take away from this whole, like, convention, because I've been a Bernie Sanders supporter since about 2012, when I really got heavily into politics and understanding what position politicians take to make movement amongst people. And yeah, he lost. It sucks that, you know, people didn't wisen up and actually choose him to be the Democratic nominee. But he too, he understands that you got to go towards the way of progress. And at the end of the day, I will be voting for Hillary Clinton. As much as I don't want to, I wanted Bernie Sanders for sure. I thought he was the right guy for the people. But people need to really realize that at the end of the day, even when, if Hillary wins the election and she's in office, you got to keep, like, you got to keep pushing. Because I think people don't even realize that they're governed by people that make rules in their local council. Like, people don't know local, city, state. And, like, it's something, like, you got to really play your part in it, because these are the rules that – these are the people that are governing you. And the people that get up to these things are the guys you usually don't really agree with. So, yeah, the climate is very hot and cold to me right now, and I want to go towards the way of progress, and that's Hillary Clinton. And I think, like, if you just watch the – if you watch the conventions, they're so easily, like, one is just doom and gloom, and one is actually, like, you know, hope for people. Like,
but
I don't know how you
doom and gloom. Doom and gloom, but okay, that's of course Donald Trump. But right now in the polls, they're very close to each other. Isn't
yeah
it scary that right now that people in America, I mean, we all know, let's be honest, for a very long time, this country has been racist, sexist, to the third degree.
Of
but
course.
Isn't it shocking that how much hatred is in America right now, because all Donald Trump is speaking for the last year and a half, because God forbid we don't spend a week without talking about Donald Trump or a day in the news. There's always hatred that's going on. Are you concerned about the hatred that he is spreading out among the people? Like,
well,
once again, you look at a convention, it's like a KKK rally.
Well, all I got to say, guys, is that when it comes to Donald Trump, his platform of hatred is there. He's not pulling no punches. He's showing you how a lot of Americans are thinking, talking about oh, let's take our country back. Let's bring America back. Bring America back to what? What is his platform? So far, Donald Trump has not displayed his platform for America. All he's doing is spewing hatred. And this is the thing. Now, when it comes to speaking about hate, his hatred towards Muslims, hatreds towards immigrants, he has been spreading hate like wildfire. And you know what's crazy about it is that you have a lot of these groups that are right here in America. The membership for those hate groups have skyrocketed. And, of course, you know, with the rhetoric of hate that comes out of his mouth and also the rhetoric of hatred that came out of many of the Republicans' mouths during that convention, it's just crazy. It's nothing that's really shocking because, let's face it, the election of President Obama has made them mad.
Yep.
This was the thing. In 2008, they didn't expect that Obama would win the White House, and he did. And they tried everything to make sure that he would become a one-term president. But then they came in for another shock in 2012 when Obama won again. So now they feel, well, we need to take America back. I'm like, bring America back to what? What is it you want to bring America back to?
Okay, Mario, your response?
Yeah, I think it's – so you can't write off – so I think right now it's a turbulent time as ever in this country, you know? And you can't write off specifically where that hatred is coming from. You can try to understand it. And, you know, I have a hard time really understanding, you know, because we're the country of freedom, liberty for all. And, you know, it's really great and it's amazing on paper. But it's hard to execute amongst people, especially people that, you know, aren't – I guess I'm lucky in the fact that I got to grow up in New York City, which is a melting pot. So, you know, you run into everybody else, you know. You see different – you see every ethnic group on one train car out here, you know what I'm saying? So some people just aren't – people are fearful of what they don't know and what they see and what runs everything almost. It's always fear, especially with media – it's always fear and negativity that gets promoted. That's what people want to see. So I think it's more like, I think, you know, there's no news, you know, there's no news covering like stories that are just like about good shit. You never see that, which is sad.
Well, that's what the media is there for. I mean, they're there to inform, they're there to entertain, and you know, that's all you do is just watch it. I mean, you're watching the media more than ever now because not only do you have the television and radio. But also, you have social media.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a niche.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I remember some guy at my job, he's a Trump supporter, like, yes, I'm voting for Trump because he's going to provide jobs. When I hear that statement from politics all the time, it pissed me off because, once again, I believe we cannot rely on politics or the president or the mayor or the governor to provide jobs for us. How can a billionaire like Donald Trump, who have jobs overseas in China, India, like everybody else, how can it provide jobs for us?
And let's not forget something else too, Hot Rod. Look at his casino business. Isn't it going down the drain?
No, it's not going down the drain. His workers went on strike.
Well, why did his workers go on strike?
They want benefits that he won't pay for that. Companies need to offer you benefits, but they don't have to pay for part of them. And apparently, I don't know the whole story, but apparently the flyer that I read, because I was in Atlantic City 2 weeks ago, so I saw them on strike, the flyer said that they want, you know, equal pay benefits and, you know, 401k, you know, things that everybody pretty much should be getting. And apparently they don't get them because they can't afford it. He's not paying them what they think they should get.
Well, and this is the thing now. Again, when I say this about Trump, he has not displayed any platform. All he does is spread hate. And all he does is talk, runs his mouth, but yet, where's his platform? Where's his agenda? What is his plans for running the country?
He doesn't need one.
Exactly.
Like, look how high he is in the polls. Whoever his publicist is brilliant.
And that's what says a lot about who's voting for him. I mean, the thing is, this is the whole thing. People love to hear propaganda. People love it. They love it to the bone.
Yeah.
That's what makes a politician. But however, Trump, at the same time people are talking, oh, he's high in the polls, but at the same time, he's causing a rift. And I was watching that in the news today. There's a rift going on in his own party because even the people in his own party are not supporting him.
No. That's like right now, actually, I don't think there's a true Republican Party. So right now, what Donald Trump did, he went into the Republican side and he tore it apart.
Well, it's been torn apart. The Republican Party has been torn apart for a while now, ever since the birth of the Tea Party.
Yep.
They've been torn apart.
But let's be honest, overall. I mean, yes, we all want jobs. But like Anita said, people want jobs with, of course, let's be honest, decent pay. We don't want higher pay, but let's be honest about it. Decent pay, benefits. If you have jobs overseas, you give them cheap labor. You get cheap labor. You don't have to give them benefits. So that's why there's more jobs overseas than in the United States of America.
But
so how
you know
can you provide
you...
jobs?
So this is the thing. This is the thing, though. When you move jobs overseas, think about it. That causes a problem here because guess what? You need the manufacturing jobs here in the United States.
No,
Kato.
I'm a business owner, if I'm the owner of Nike or Apple, I don't care about you and your family. I'm here to make money. So I'm
exactly.
Job
That's the problem.
In India.
And a lot of – but this is where I'm getting to. A lot of big businesses – choose to do that. They're like, oh, well, I'm going to move this job overseas. But meanwhile, now let's look at the more human side of it. That's what I'm looking at.
There is no human side of business, darling.
No,
that's what you're not
listen,
getting.
What I'm saying is something that I'm speaking in all fairness. Let's just put it out there. Think about it. The ordinary Joe who works hard, who wakes up in the morning and goes to work in those factories. Now, when you take that job away from that ordinary person, how are they supposed to support their family?
I don't care.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
Listen,
I'm not finished yet. But,
okay.
However, me being the big businessman that I am, I'm thinking about ways to make money. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to move my jobs to Dubai. Who cares about the ordinary Joe? Like, hey, I just saw some. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I am so sorry to hear that. Well, you'll find something else. But meanwhile, I'm taking your job away from you and moving it to China, moving it to Dubai, India, moving it even to south of the border. And guess what? I'm going to make a, and guess what? Here's the thing. I'm making a profit out of it. I'm going to make some money.
But that's the whole point of owning the business is so you profit, so you make money. Then what's
that's what I'm saying.
So
that's what I'm saying.
Mario.
So this is the thing.
How can I give you jobs if I want to make money in the United States, basically?
To fix this issue, it takes a tremendous amount of work and attention because it is about the inequality of wealth. Because the people at the top don't want to lose that top position.
No, they don't.
And they never do, which is understandable because this is where capitalism, right, which is a good system, is done starting from the bottom up, right? Not top down, which has become how all our laws have actually been written and how people are trying to understand economics. Oh, it's top down, but it really isn't. It's always bottom up. That you learn that in nature. Everything is ecosystematically built from the bottom up. So
of course it is. It's a monopoly.
So, Yeah. So you do, I understand that in capitalism, people want to strive for more. You know, you want to be inventive. You're the guy giving thousands of jobs. Sure, you should have your you made this invention or you did this service for somebody and you got, now you got a big, like, corporation. I understand that. You did the work for it. You should be at the top. You're the one who, you're employing people. But you should pay attention to the bottom. So it's just balancing it out. And it's gotta, and honestly, it gotta start with our laws. Because, like, tax laws on big corporations, they get scared about it, right? But, you, like I said, you gotta understand, yeah, we, you gotta pay your fair share of taxes. We're not gonna make you broke. We're not gonna take, we're not gonna raise a 99% tax on you. Nah, that's insane.
Oh,
some
no.
people use,
they can't
some
do
people,
that.
Some people, but some people use that rhetoric. Oh, they're trying to say that billionaires should be taxed 90%. And, like, no, no, no. I understand that why you would hear that and be mad. So you do gotta. It just takes so much work. It goes to our Supreme Court system. This,
of course.
It's on every
greed
level.
Will always take over. Bottom line, greed will always take over.
Oh yeah, it's a, let me tell you something.
Right now, I'm sorry,
at the end
right
of
now,
the day,
it's
crony
capitalism.
Guys,
right
one
now,
at a time.
I'm sorry, Mario. Right now, it's like our current like structure of capitalism is crony capitalism. Right now, it's this elite top controlling the flow of money for everybody else, and that is the true problem. And people don't do their part to make the correct laws that makes it a fair ground for everybody starting at the bottom. You know, I think everybody just got to play more of a part into the political process so they can actually talk on everything and sway it in a direction for the bottom up. And that's about it. I don't know, man.
Yeah, but unfortunately, people would rather, you know, you hear like the crap that you hear. Oh, the vote doesn't count. We shouldn't do this. It doesn't matter. It's rigged. That's such crap.
It's lazy.
You know what?
It's lazy.
I'm happy you brought that point up. That's my next question. Do you think the election is really rigged overall?
Check it.
Listen.
No?
A vote is a vote. I don't care what anybody says. Listen. Okay. The election of 2000, was there something wrong? Yes, there was. Votes were missed. Votes were not being counted. There were some votes that are still not counted. But, however, that happened. Okay. We move on. When it comes to voting, it's time for people to wake up, especially during this election 2016. People really need to wake up and get out there and vote. Voting is your right. I don't care what anybody says.
Okay, Anitra?
Yeah. No, I agree that people need to. It's not only everyone gets excited about, well, going to vote for the president, vote for governor. No, you have to vote for
every level.
You know, every level,
every
even
level.
The lower levels. The lower levels are to me, in a lot of aspects, more important.
Yep.
Because the councilmen, the senator, they're the ones that are in the streets listening to us, where we can go into the office and we can be like, listen, this is what's going on in this neighborhood. This is what's going on my block. They need to know these things.
And let me add this too, Anitra. Everybody, let me add this too. People need to wake up and vote. And you know what? My thing is this. When you don't vote, you sit at home saying, well, I ain't voting. You know what? When the wrong person gets into office, all I got to say is this. Do not come up and say, oh, we need to do this, because you know what? The first thing I'm going to say to that person is sit down and shut up, because you didn't speak up. Sit down and shut up. That's all.
Exactly. I agree with that completely, because, like, I mean, it's one thing. If you cast your vote, I think then you are allowed to have your opinion. That's earning your opinion. And not
exactly.
only your opinion, you get to go, if the next person that you may have, if somebody wins that you may have not voted for, now you get to go against them and go, no, you're doing this and I don't like that. So it's just it's playing your part. And, like, I think a lot of people, I'm going to tell you the truth, though. On some levels, the election is rigged, honestly. You gotta stay locked in your party within states. You should be able to vote for whoever you want in any party.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that, they make it, you know, and then they give you time constraints. I could say on that level, it gets a little tricky, and like voters' rights, it does get a little tricky. That happens in different states, And those are state-level problems. But those
Florida's
are also
number one. Florida's number one.
Yeah,
not
exactly.
For nothing, gentlemen, what
yeah,
I'm
sure.
really curious about is when the presidential election is here, I really, really want to know how many Republicans vote for Hillary.
I think a lot are, actually, though.
I'm just curious to know what that tally
fact,
would be.
As a matter of fact, there was one Republican, I'm not sure of his name, but this one Republican senator who says he's throwing his support behind Hillary Clinton because, like I said before, a lot of Republicans are not too good on Trump. We saw it during the convention, especially with what Ted Cruz did. That was bold.
Okay, so, but Mario, since you're new to the show, what do you think? Do you think President Obama did his part as President of the United States for the last 3 years, or could
listen,
he have done more?
Listen, I think as a man, from some of the points of his integrity comes out, and I think as a man he would have done more. But you got to understand that there is an establishment and a system in place already. So to move progress, you do have to play by these rules and laws that are already there. And that's why Hillary Clinton, she doesn't come out. I think she is for progress and for taking care of the whole, taking care of more than less. I won't say the whole pot because it sucks that not everybody does get taken care of in any system yet. But she is one of the people that is playing the system and our laws and our Congress towards progress. So I think Obama did, as far as president, especially taking over after like what Bush did and our deficit and getting our jobs back and how he's handled like foreign affairs. Like, I think this guy did an amazing job. The work with Iran, like, I think people like don't pay attention to that because this is a deal with a nuclear power, and they're you know, he was able to sit down with them and let them. They want to come into the modern world, so they gave up that research. And they let us actually be, like, we're aware of all their work in that. Which is that's something, like, is a phenomenal right there. You're working with something that could, like, destroy lives in seconds and cities, you know? So it's like, I think he did a great job as far as being a corporatist and a Democrat, the Democratic establishment. He did as much as he could. And they try to stop, and even with his like Affordable Care Act, everybody calls it Obamacare. But honestly, I hate that they put that name on it because I think a lot more people should understand that it's called the Affordable Care Act. Like even that one, they repealed it what, like 40 plus times? And this is a law that's just saying that we want to be able to give working class Americans a chance to be insured for their health. Like that right there shows you it's more of a moral, like, and it's because he's a black dude. Let's be real.
Exactly.
That's another thing. There's a couple things that he could have done, I think, a way better job on, sure. Immigration, I think even our military, like, militarism, like, is a little out of control amongst the world, but it's always been, like, we're just a military might, you know? Like,
yeah.
We're some bullies. We're bullies. Like,
that's American way.
Yeah, that's
so
that, you know what? Yeah, that is.
Anisha, do you agree or disagree?
No, I completely agree. I mean,
well, then remember, the reason I asked that because I remember last year you were not too big fan of Obama.
I
want to know if you changed your mind or not, or still the same.
Well, I voted for him both times. I voted for him the second time because I honestly thought that, you know, realistically, the hand he was given the first time around, he did the best he could with the shit show he was handed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and everybody saw that. There's only so much you can do, and people forget that the president isn't the say-so of all. You know, he has to go through channels. He can't just say, I want this, and that's what's going to happen. It doesn't work that way.
Okay.
You know, and I knew that, but I was a little disappointed in certain things he did. I do say that, but overall, he did do a decent job. I mean, our economy is a lot better now than it was 10 years ago. You know, unemployment is better now than it was 10 years. Like, he has done things. People just don't want to see it.
K-Dawg?
All I can say about the President Obama's presidency, he did the best he could. Now, had he had Congress work alongside him,
that would never going to happen.
He would have done more. And you know what the sad thing is that, you know what, I could give President Obama a lot of credit because he came in at a terrible economic time. He came in at an economic crisis. And, and even then, you know what's sad about it is that as he tried to turn things around, still the Republican Party stood hard against him. And you know what? Despite all of that, he showed that he's better than they are.
Yeah.
Because when you want to go low, when someone wants to put you down, the best thing to do is to go up. And I felt that President Obama, as the President of the United States of America, stood his ground. And you know what? Again, President Obama is the president of the country, so he should not have to be holding hands for you to do something, because if you want something done, you got to get it yourself.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's a good point. I think that's where he might have actually failed to make more progress, is that Obama, if you pay attention to, like, our presidents, like, these guys were not as swaggy as Obama. It's the first black dude, but he had swag, you know? He was able to touch, which is cool. You know, he was able to touch different, like, age groups. He had 18-year-olds and paying attention to him, you know? And I think that's how he won the White House, and then he kind of let that fizzle out, and he didn't sway the people more to even win Congress. Like, we gave up the House, Senate, you know, people didn't even pay attention to these elections.
No, nobody did.
And I think
nobody did. They stayed home on election day.
Yeah, that was his biggest failure, was not motivating people more, I think, to me. Because a lot more people would have been behind him than a lot of other faces in this election and in all elections. Like, that's probably actually going back. That's probably how I feel like he failed me the most. He didn't motivate people more. In the same way as, like Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders got people up, you know? People were like, he could have kept that fire, I think. And I think that's something that got, like, we're the ones that are supposed to make the movement, you know? Not one man. He could lead the charge, but it's always going to be the people following him that win it, you know? So,
okay, so Mario, since once again you're new, since Obama took office, and we're going straight to Hillary, we have witnessed a new level of racism and chaos in a different way. If Hillary wins office, we see a new level of sexism, or a woman cannot be in power, a woman cannot run the White House, a woman cannot do as a man?
I don't think it's going to be a new level. I just think it's going to be shown. Like, I think all that exists in the spectrum already, you know? Like, it's already out there. So people, whether it's behind closed doors, now people, like I was saying before, now people that didn't vote for her, now they are going to be able to, you know, and they could go against her, and they could say what they want because that wasn't their nominee. And it's going to get, of course, I think it's going to get, I'm going to tell you a scary thing right now, and it's kind of daunting for me, because I think right now my generation is kind of like, and the next right after me are the ones that are leading where, like, mankind is really going, right? And I mean this because, like, if people were to elect, let's say, Donald Trump, nobody's paying attention to, like, climate change, fracking will continue. This is, like, these are the things that are going to decide the actual life humanity will live. And I think that decision is right fucking now, which is kind of scary. But that's why we got to make that decision and do it correctly towards progress, man. Like, I kind of veered off right there, Rod, but, you know.
I understand, Anitra.
No, I agree. This is why I always say that. He's not qualified. He doesn't discuss these things, and he wouldn't even know to bring it up because he doesn't know what he's doing. He's a businessman. If I have a toothache, I'm not going to a pediatrician.
True.
Well, you're right about that.
You can't expect him to know to bring up things like climate control, to bring up things like your children's future, education, these are things that he wouldn't know about.
Okay, but let's give the benefit of the doubt, because I strongly believe there's a good chance that the racist, the bigot, Mr. Hitler, will win the president, because the people in this country are very stupid.
I sadly agree with you on that, yeah.
I'm not
it's a real possibility. Me either.
It's a real possibility that
that's a scary thought.
Yeah,
this
it is.
This billionaire out of nowhere will become our next leader. But let's say he does an okay job the first 4 years. Do you see
I
that happening?
I doubt that will happen.
No. Well,
I doubt
this is,
it will happen.
Because you don't know.
Again, when you are running for the president of the United States, the first thing you do to the American people is display your platform of what you are going to do as president. And so far from Donald J. Trump,
we haven't
heard nothing.
He has no legislation,
nothing.
No new bills, nothing.
Nothing. And, you know, all you're doing is spewing hate. Now, one thing I got to say, guys, is that for those of us who watch the convention, there's one thing that I wanted to talk about tonight, and that one, I got to give it to Mr. Khan for what
the
he
Muslim
did on that
father.
Platform.
The Muslim father.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That was great what he did, actually.
Yes, and you know, and he's still going back and forth between the father and Donald Trump. Go figure.
Yeah.
You know, like the Muslim father gave respect, and he told her like it is, read the Constitution, and I could assume that Donald Trump had never read the Constitution or don't know anything about it.
Oh, it made him mad.
It made him mad. I think
the
biggest point
you mad.
Was like the point of sacrifice, and I don't know if you guys saw like how he rebutted against the gentleman who lost his child.
He ended up against him in an ugly way.
In a very ugly way, and he, like, it was ridiculous. It was like, wow. And he compared his success to sacrifice. And I'm sorry, a gentleman who started off with $1 million in his pocket to do as he will, that's not sacrifice to me.
Well, of course, but you know what? He didn't work for that, because you know why?
Yeah.
He was handed to him by his father.
Exactly. We don't know shit about sacrifice.
Well, talking about media and sexism and racism, I have to go to another topic, a little bit of a story I have to tell you guys, because Anitra needs to get something off her chest. But like I said, we've been through a different level of racism that the way I see it now compared to people back in the 50s and the 60s. I think it's more in our faces because of social media and this past weekend, Anitra V and I, which we all know she's white, I'm black, went out with my son to have drinks to a certain chain restaurant. Can I say the name? And we meet up with a friend. Of course, Anitra B and I was there first with my son. Of course, we got the usual looks. White woman, black man, black baby, she's a mother, yada, yada, yada. There's nothing new.
Trust me,
Mario, we go through this all the time. We just laugh it off. And then we have a mutual friend that came over with her two daughters. It was her birthday. She had two daughters from two different fathers, one black, one white. So one daughter is more biracial. You could be lighter than another child. But beautiful children. I'm playing with my son. Then I turn around. I see a man talking to our mutual friend. I don't know what's going on. I'm assuming that he knows her. He seemed a little bit intoxicated, but he was talking to her. And then she started to brush him off. So that's when I interviewed him. I'm like, okay, my man, you know, thank you for coming. And he kind of tried to give me the pound, like, yo, like this, like my friend's my girlfriend. I'm like, no, that's like my sister. Then, this is the twist. He went over to Anitra's side. He's thinking, I'm with Anitra. But Anitra, you finish the end of the story of that part.
I'm going to curse, so deal with it.
No, curse.
This jackass sat next to me, okay, between me and our friend's daughter, sat between us. So she's looking at him like, whoa, why are you – and he's like, he was clearly intoxicated. And he's just, like, staring. And then we're all talking, and then he starts mumbling, and then Rodney says, you know, would you mind, we're having a family dinner. You know, it's a gathering. And he's like, family, but she's white.
And what race was this gentleman?
And he's black. I like to say, I could be wrong. God forbid me if I'm wrong. Monique and I believe he's Muslim because he's wearing that thing on top of his head. He could be Muslim, but, well, maybe not, but he was definitely black.
He had that, I don't know what it's called. It's sort of like a knitting type of, like, beanie,
like,
or, yeah. I don't know,
oh,
I don't
like
know
a,
the
like
proper
a,
word
was he a,
for
was
it.
Was he an Israelite?
It could be that.
But maybe, but I really don't know the type of, but just the way he said it, like, I had a two-year-old sitting next to me, two little girls on the other side of me, so I bit my tongue. I didn't curse him out. I was very proud of myself. Rodney actually handled the situation.
Yeah, because, you know what, I believe I handled it professional way because I was not drunk myself. But first, Anisha told me the gentleman was walking around earlier looking at us because, once again, Anisha and I get the look. We're not holding hands. I'm playing with my son, and she's on her phone. So we don't look like a couple, really. But here's my question. The guy came up to the girl first to talk to her. Then he went over to Anitra, like, why are you at this table? What's wrong with that picture overall, Mario?
It's pathetic.
I mean, I think personally that's just like, that could be like a individual thing. The guy could just be a fucking idiot, you know what I'm saying? And like... But if you dig deeper, where could he pick up on that from, right? So
exactly.
Man,
I think that's what
yeah.
I'm aiming at. Like, where did he, like, what's wrong with
maybe
a man
it,
with
it,
two ladies with children? No, he gave me a pound like, yo, that's your girl, yeah. And I lied to him again. Well, he went on getting away. I'm like, listen, these are my wives, and those are my children.
Don't look on his face with pride.
You're making me more confused.
You told them they were both your wife?
Yeah.
you could have told them you were a Mormon, too. Like, yeah, what's
oh, man.
But, you know, I was losing my patience, but trying to be calm. But, you know, I don't want to cause a scene in front of the children in the restaurant because there's no need for it. But this is a racism and stereotype that kind of like get on our nerves. Like, a black man, a white woman, or vice versa cannot be together because of the media.
Yeah.
And it's not even like there's PDA. There's none. The closest thing to PDA there is because his son is a cat, he's very close to me. So, like, he'll jump on my lap and, like, things like that.
Yeah.
But there's nothing between me and Rodney, which is hilarious.
My take on it is that, you know, personally for me, if I see black and white together, who cares? I could care less. But the thing is...
But can I ask you something really quickly? Would you notice it? Would you guys notice something like that?
No.
No.
Who cares? It wouldn't bother you, like, but
no.
You wouldn't care about it, right? You just don't give a fuck.
Nope, I wouldn't care. I'm like, oh, well. I'm like,
so
hey,
no,
cool.
No, Mario, 10, 15 years ago, because I'm an older...
Yeah.
I probably would notice it, but wouldn't care.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my
yeah.
God. You know, but that was back then. Let's be honest. When you see something like that, it's like amazing. Like a black man, white woman. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Like,
it was sort of taboo
people.
Amongst races, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like a miracle happening. Oh, my God. It's happening. The first time I saw an interracial couple was down in Florida. I'll never forget that. Like so many of them, black and white together. I'm like, wow.
Did it make you question it?
Well,
the
first time I seen one was right here in Manhattan on the east side.
And we all know Nature B is like the UN. She go all around the world, but besides that.
Fuck off.
You see, I think that's something, though. I think there's a lot more people like that gentleman you guys encountered. around, I think, and not just in this country, I think in the world maybe, that kind of, yeah. Like, they see things, you got, all right, so it maybe sounds silly, but like stereotypes, man. Some stereotypes are fucking true.
No, they're not true.
Yeah. Like, and you know what? And you gotta kind of like talk about them so other people can understand them and realize that it's not a definitive like character building like arc in them. You know what I mean? Like it's kind of like that guy right there. Probably this is me giving him the benefit of the doubt because I still think he could just be an asshole. You know, like but
and basically.
What if you're book supplies?
But guys, who wants to, as a gentleman, let's be real, as guys, do you want to go to talk to a woman, whether she's cute or not, in front of, you try to find a woman in front of her children?
Why
would
you
want to
do
other
that?
People?
Yeah, that's
because you know what?
Anyway.
Let me tell you something. If you're going to go ahead and do that, guess what? There are some guys out there that will do whatever they want to you, like shoot you, stab you, or beat you up. There are some guys that are stupid who will do that. And, you know, as a guy,
okay.
Why would you do something that stupid, try to talk to a woman in front of...
Yeah.
No, that's a lack of respect.
What if that was his wife and like, their kids or some shit, you know?
That's yeah, like, you're going to go do something
as
stupid.
As a man,
like
yeah, as a man, you can wild out. I would probably wild out.
You
talking to
Tony?
Know
yeah,
Mario, the sad part is the husband did show up like 2 minutes after the situation. Her husband.
That was
yeah.
Interesting.
So
and we're like, thank God he didn't see that. But we have a new caller, 930. I know who this is. You're on the air.
Hello, 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 hello.
What up?
Hello,
yeah,
hello.
Yeah, yeah.
What up?
Yeah, hello, how y'all doing? Apparently, yeah. Ronnie out here causing trouble again. What you do now?
Okay, Milton X. I know you're a Donald Trump supporter, but no. Here's a question
care.
I have for you.
Yes.
Before you say anything.
Yes.
Do you think President Obama is or was a coon, a sellout to the people? But I remember back then you told me he did not do enough for the black people. So do you consider him as a sellout / coon?
Well, for me to consider him a sellout, that means I'd have to consider him part of the people. And to be honest about it, if you look at his life, he never really was. You know what I'm saying? So for me to say he was a sellout, he never was on the team in the first place.
But wait,
you know,
but
it is what it is.
Well, what team? What team are you talking about?
He never really was down, you know, for black community in the first place, in my opinion.
And, you, and
so
you're actually
me,
a Donald Trump supporter?
No. I don't
I'm,
care.
I'm
going to tell you what I think of Trump. Trump is there to get Hillary over, period. Listen, I've been known Trump piece of shit ever since the Central Park 5 back in those days. Even before
yeah.
that, in the hotel game where, you know, he wouldn't sell the blacks or the minorities neither. I've been known that. But Hillary is no better. That's why, let's be honest, he said nice things about Hillary in the past. You understand? He went
but
to the Chelsea
friends.
Wedding.
They're
they homeboys. They homies. It's like me and Ron. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We talk shit about each other, but at the end of the day, we're on the same team. That's
what
this whole exactly.
He has a point
there. You know what I'm saying? So this is Raw and SmackDown, basically.
Well, all I gotta say, Milt. Listen, we all know the two biggest extremes in this world, and that's politics and religion. You know, and politics is always gonna forever be the way it is.
And
ain't
listen,
nothing gonna change.
Trump and Hillary is the two horns on the same devil. You know what I'm saying? So and obviously now, Trump is definitely throwing this damn election every chance he gets. You know what I'm saying? He's just saying more and more outrageously stupid things.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
Go ahead,
Mario.
I'm sorry, but I got to challenge that because, like,
what?
So
what
I do
challenge?
Believe these two people are on, you're definitely correct in saying they're two horns to the devil, which I get. The devil is the current structure of capitalism we have in this country and the current state of democracy.
The devil is more capitalism and the system of white supremacy that we're under. But I understand your point about capitalism as well.
Yeah, it's crony capitalism, right? And nobody's actually playing part in the democracy. And the people that are, this is why it isn't a farce, because people have actually gotten up and went and voted because of the hatred that Donald Trump was spewing, you know?
So this is a problem, because they feel the same way.
Yeah.
But this is America.
I get that. They think he's spitting truth, but they don't. They're not understanding what is really at stake right there. No.
They understand everything Trump says. They like it. You understand what I'm saying?
So this is
the evil that America does. So none of this is new.
This country was built on the
enslavement of black people and the murder of Native Americans. That's what the country was built on.
So this is going back
to roots. You know what I'm saying? It's coming back to its original roots now. You know what I'm saying? So this is not nothing new or some big surprise. Like I told Hot Rod earlier, and I told Kerwin and Nietzsche earlier, all this is America taking the mask off. That's it.
Yeah. Now you see all the spectrum.
Yeah, you know what?
Exactly.
There's no hypocrisy. There's no hypocrisy because, listen.
Right.
Racism is something that's not going anywhere.
It's American as apple pie.
It's the thing that's going on in America. People whoever thinks that there's not a thing such as racism, you must be on something because it's real out there. It is real.
Hold on, guys.
Yeah.
Hold on, guys. This past week, I talked to Sean Black, and I told him that last year's show, around this time, we had talked about gun control and Hulk Hogan being as a racist. Look at it a year later. We are still talking about the same topics. Over at different forms. Like, how many times are we going to keep talking about racism and gun control?
What America wants. Listen, America wants white supremacy and it wants its guns. You know what I'm saying? It's hand in hand.
Well, it's always been there. It's nothing new to me.
Right. It's going to keep on that way.
Okay, Mario.
I gotta throw out a couple things. So, first of all, there's kind of coins to each side, you know what I'm saying? There's multiple truths in everything we're saying. So right now, racism, I think, is always going to be around because some people are never going to know other people. And people fear what they don't know, like I said way earlier.
It's a genetic survival as well.
Yeah, that's another thing. Yeah, no, that's written in our – that's our, like, monkey brain. That's primordial shit. You see something you don't know, you just feel bad towards it. So, but how do we – this is the real question, because everybody's always talking about the problems, but what can be some solutions? How do you build that? How do you work on that and work through it?
Economic empowerment. That's what it comes down to. Listen, I can't stop somebody from hating me, but I can prevent them from doing harm to me by having businesses and my community has itself together. You know what I'm saying? People can hate the Jews all they want. They can't mess with them.
They got their money right, and they own it together.
Because you know what? Let me tell you something that the Jewish people have. The Jewish people have a united front. That's why they They have everything going on for them and their community. The same goes for the Asians.
Right.
The same goes for many others. And that's why I say this. Put some heads together. Make things happen. Don't just sit there and wait for the thing to happen. You've got to work for it to happen.
And also, basically, we just got to get on code. We also got to realize everybody ain't got to be involved in it. You know what I'm saying? You can't unite with everybody.
You have to unite with yourself. That's the thing.
There's people of like mind that's trying to get in the same way. You know what I'm saying? And then once you build on that success, then who comes bigger? Listen, back in the day, everybody was down with Dr. King or Malcolm X. You know what I'm saying? They wasn't down with them like that. They were troublemakers in the black community. So at the end of the day, we need to stop being successful.
Okay.
Then anybody would want to jump on.
All right, guys, I have 4 minutes left, so I got to change the topic for Anitra because someone just texted me this. Anitra, this gentleman wants to know, I don't want to say his name, embarrassing, why are most women never satisfied in general?
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, we got 4 minutes. Take the floor, Anitra. This is yours.
Anitra, the floor is yours.
I can't speak for all women, but in life, I'm pretty satisfied. You know, I've got a decent size of bank account. I got a good job. My kid's happy. My family's happy. I'm good. But then again, I can't talk to everybody. And I'm sorry,
yeah,
but from my experience,
other girls?
Men are just as unsatisfied as women. And in a lot of ways, I kind of feel that it's worse. You know, y'all PMS way worse than we do.
Hold on. It's just... Okay. All right. Mario, you got a minute? What's your response, Mario?
So I guess men don't got like any like hidden mechanisms for their attitudes, you know. So if we snap at something, we're just assholes. Like girls could be sassy, you know what I'm saying? Like girls could be sassy. Guys, if you're sassy, that's kind of weird. I don't know. Maybe is it like some? I think some girls. Not I can't speak for everybody, but maybe in some of my experiences, unrealistic expectations. Like, and I think that's for everybody. Like you said, like sometimes people expect certain things and they don't get it out of this current situation. And I think sometimes it comes out more from women. I don't know. You know, guys sometimes just don't give a fuck.
Kato, you have a minute. Go ahead.
Well, all I gotta say is that a woman is a creature that has always been strange, and I'm not saying it in a bad way.
Beautiful.
Here we go. I'm not saying it in a bad way. But you know what I'm saying? It's like this. When it comes to women, women use their brain. You know what? Women, believe it or not, could outsmart us in many ways. And, you know, some of us could be so stupid and, you know, not realize that they're on to us. And you know what else? A woman is satisfied whenever they get their way, and also whatever it is they're doing and they're doing it well, they could look at us and be like this, I got this.
Okay, well, K-Dog, Mario, Milton X, you guys gave me a great show tonight, and I appreciate it 100%.
Thank you.
Can't wait to do this again.
You're welcome, man.
Guys,
all right.
Good night, all right? Thank you.
All right.
Good night, everyone.
Thanks, guys.
Peace.
Good night.
Good night, guys.
Pleasure.
Everyone.
All right. Okay, Anitra B. Wow, congratulations. We did our first show together.
I know. Who knew?
And I have to give credit where credit is due. You did a good job tonight. You defended yourself, except to the woman part. Of course, you kind of cracked a little bit.
Quiet.
As for me, females are never satisfied because, to a certain degree, most females, they don't know what they really want in life in general.
That's
like
true.
Like a guy always tell me, you could give the woman the Taj Mahal, is in the wrong color.
Oh, it's wrong shape.
Or wrong shape or something. Even though you gave her the Taj Mahal, you gave her everything you want, is the wrong shape or color. I'm like, really? So that's why this guy texted me that question. But I guess he's going through some business too. But ladies and gentlemen, once again, thank you for tuning in to another crazy edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host with the most, the King of King himself, the Hara, with the lovely
Anitra V.
And as always, ladies and gentlemen, tune in next week, hopefully on a Monday, unless my baby's crying again. The pleasure was all yours.
Yours.
So, Anitra V, are we drinking again Friday night?
Hell yeah.
Are you going to give me trouble with some other guys again? You always like to get my ass kicked at the ball, you know.
Well, you know, that's kind of the point of you. Why would I have a male best friend and you not serve a purpose?
True, but was it true that you didn't do the show last week because you was getting your head banging against the headboard again? And
no, I was not getting my head banging against the headboard again. Stop telling people that.
Oh, there I go. Bye.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night.